Blog Talk Radio.
Todd Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Todd. It's all hosted by Todd Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that?
It's Todd.
Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Hey, who that?
You've been
waiting
for
Todd
Longino.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Talk with Todd show on this Sunday afternoon. Hope everybody out there is having a good day. For more information on the Talk with Todd show, log on to www.talkwithtodd.com. All right, my guest today, Mr. Darnell Lamont Walker. How's it going?
Indeed, it's going pretty well, brother.
Now, for the people, the listeners who are unfamiliar with Darnell Lamont Walker, let them know who Darnell Lamont Walker is. And we're going to get into what everybody needs to know, 2010, of what you have going on in the series that you're with, the plays and everything.
Definitely, man. Well, I'm just out here trying to hustle like everybody else, but I'm a writer. I just finished two shows in D.C. I had one called Trip to Light Poetic and another called All the Things You'd Be By Now If Tyler Perry's Wife Was Your Mother. And basically, I'm trying to bring a message to the black theater, and to theater worldwide as far as everybody's concerned. I have a message I'm trying to get out, trying to educate the people as well as entertain. That's the bulk of everything I do, as far as being the writer. I'm working on a theater workshop now in New York City and putting a theater festival together for the winter. Getting all that together, trying to publish other authors, and I do it all, man. I'm trying to do everything. I'm a publisher. I'm a writer. I'm an educator. I bake cheesecakes. Whoever's trying to get a cheesecake, I do it all.
What kind of message are you trying to get out?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, one of the shows I had was called All the Things You'd Be By Now If Tyler Perry's Wife Was Your Mother. And basically the show was about the building up and breaking down of the black male image due to irresponsible filmmakers. And what I wanted to do was show the people how Hollywood sees us and try to get rid of those misconceptions and stereotypes that they're putting out there. Even black filmmakers are putting out there about us. And trying to just break those down, and so we can show that life doesn't have to imitate art or vice versa.
What challenges are you facing right now with trying to get that particular message out?
Man, the biggest challenge is I'm getting it from the community, because they're saying, you know, that's real life. This is how our people are. And I'm trying to tell them that this isn't how our people are. We don't have to be Mammy's Coons and Bucks and Sambos and Uncle Toms. But they don't see it that way, you know, and they don't want to believe that the Cosbys do exist, and, you know, Cornel West does exist, and Michael Eric Dyson does exist. All we have right now is Tyler Perry putting out Meet the Browns and those crazy folks, House of Pain. You know, these step infected Amos and Andy type folks, and that's not real life.
Why do you feel that Hollywood has continued on with their vision of the African American brother in the movies versus showing the real side of, showing for all sides of
them? Hollywood I think they found this formula that seems to work. They realize that, you know, African Americans they make up a large audience that are going to see these movies. Whether they put a positive character in there or a negative character, they're just saying they're going to go see the movies anyway. So why change what we started? So they started this man and this woman that's not necessarily positive, but it's showing us in the positive light. And they said, you know, they're going to go see it anyway. So let's just keep making it. It's making money. And I think that's what happened. You know, like Tyler Perry now is saying that he's not Hollywood. But he's fallen into the same trap. They've offered him $1 million to keep this character alive, and that's what he's been doing. You know, he might as well be in Hollywood. Atlanta apparently isn't much different.
Now, how did you get started with the writing, the publishing? Which direction did you go to first, and then how did you turn that down into all the other things that you're doing behind that?
Actually, it's funny. I started because of the Cosby Show. It was an episode like a long time ago, like late 80s, and Rudy wrote this this fiction story about some fairy tale story. And I was like, you know, that might be kind of fun. So I wrote this story, and it just went from there. I kept writing, and then around the mid 90s, I got into poetry and got published in this one book. Which is real cool, and I was like, you know, poetry isn't that bad, and a lot of people got into it, and I started going to slams and winning a few of those, and I was like, poetry is the way to go. And then I was introduced to a wonderful director by the name of Teresa Dow Vest. She's out in L.A. right now with Diva Blue Productions, and she put me on to the stage, and I wrote a few shows, and we directed, produced those. And things just kept going, and people were coming to me like, have you ever written a film? Have you ever written, you ever think about publishing a book, publishing some of your work? And everything just went from there, and, you know, I realized that sometimes you can't wait for everybody else, so I just started doing my own thing. Like, I started my own publishing company in 05, and the whole, I've been writing films for the last 4 years, and everything just seems to it's like a snowball effect. Every time, you know, something happens, something else comes up, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
What, I know you did the play, so you guys doing two plays at the first annual DC Black Theater Film Festival, which was earlier this year, correct? Early what, last?
It was about a month ago, it was at the beginning of this month.
Tell us about this story a little.
Okay, yeah, it went pretty well. We actually, for my show Trip to Light Poetic, we actually won Best Drama for that, which was real cool. It was the DC Black Theater Festival, the first annual one. It was great. I thought it was well put together. My show was about what I did. I did a 30 poems in 30 day challenge, thanks to a friend of mine. And I got that done, and I took the poems and turned them into dialogues and monologues and put them in a script format. And so it opens up with the scene about about police brutality, and specifically the Oscar Grant case out in Oakland, California, where the cop killed the young black boy. Oh, at the subway station. And so it opens up with that. It opens up pretty heavy. And to show, you know, white boys are not getting shot in their backs. You know what I mean? And so I open with that. And then it closes with the whole black love scene and showing black love at its finest. And it also shows domestic abuse and children of the fatherless tribe, how they love differently and things like that. And the other show, All the Things You Be By Now, Tyler Perry's Wife Was Your Mother. We didn't win an award for that, but it was well received by the audience, which was great. Recognition is just as good, and so I was excited.
Now, I know Master P tried to start a black television station on cable. I think it was called Better Black TV or something like that. It was something to that effect. And I never saw it air. Okay, I never saw it come about. With your message and with what Master P is doing and other independent black filmmakers who are trying to bring that positive message, trying to get it in there some way, what do you think it's going to take for it to actually be allowed and also be successful?
Well, I think we need to hold, I think what needs to happen is we need to hold some of these networks accountable first. Before we even attempt to start our own, I mean, as far as BET go, I haven't watched BET in years because of a lot of things that's going on over at that network. But I think that we need to hold like stations like BET accountable? Like, where's the news? Where's the informative content? Why are we just watching videos? And then you have VH1, who they're showing Flavor of Love, I Love New York, and basketball-wise and things like that. And, I mean, it's really embarrassing. And I think that if we're going to start something new, I think we need to hold them accountable first and say, this is what you're doing wrong, and this is what you need to show, and then figure out what we're going to do differently. Because, I mean, TV1 came out, which, and everyone was excited about it, but there are times when I'll turn to TV1 and I'll say, is this BET? What's going on? Like, we need to find out what's going to be different. Because I think that everyone has this dream of putting a TV show together, I mean, or a network together, and it's the same old thing. First, we need to hold them accountable and hold ourselves accountable and say, this is what we need to do, and this is how we're going to change it, and this is what's going to be different. And I think we'll be successful.
Why do you feel like our community will go see a movie like Men of Society, Boys in the Hood, more than we'll go see Grace and Fatus, which was an excellent movie?
What movie was that? What'd you say?
The Great Debate.
Oh, The Great Debate. Oh, man, yeah. Because I think it all comes back to what the media has been showing us and telling us this is what your life is like. And so life is starting to imitate art, and we're saying, yeah, this is what we're like. So we feel like we can't relate to these educated folks and the great debaters who are going against Harvard and Princeton, and you know what I mean. And we feel like we can, you know, we're down in the block. We're products of our environment. My cousin sells drugs. I need to go see this movie. You know what I mean. And I think the black community feels like then it's not really a relatable movie. Like I was talking about the Cosby Show, like. I think if they put the Cosby Show on the air now, it wouldn't be as successful as it was then. I think it had its time, and I would hope it would be as successful, but now everybody's watching Are We There Yet and House of Pain, and it's like, what's going on? And because we can't relate, that's, you know, people are watching. Like, I talk to my friends all the time, they're like, the Cosby Show, that's not my family. My family is more like Madea and so-and-so.
Well, they, you know, and like you said, when we grew up, it was 227. It was the Cosby Show. It was Family Matters. Because back then, right, it was more family-oriented in the communities. And
exactly.
Now it's more a single-parent home, so you're getting a different view.
Exactly. And it's like, what happened, you know?
With the youth. I know you've heard about the things that's going on in Chicago with you and all the murders and that nature. With messages like yours, how are you going to get through to them? To where they'll sit down and actually listen and pay attention to a play or to a movie or to a book? How are you going to get that message through to them when they're kind of like lost right now?
Right. And that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to work on now, how to get my point across. I'm actually working on building a school called the School of the Righteous, where I'm trying to find out what these communities, you know, like I came from a community like that, what these communities need and what they want and what they like, and try to enter into it as someone they trust and try to build the trust of the people. And just get in there and get to work. You know, I'm trying to educate. I want to open a school for those who are highly talented, because there are so many talented youth out there that have no way to express it. And I'm trying to open a school where they can come in. It'll be a private boarding school. Take them out of their element. Take them away from their environment and just hone their skills. Teach them from a point of view that's really helpful. Like, even there's a school here in New York that are bringing in teachers and teaching them how to educate students who come from low-income communities. And if there's a, there are a lot of teachers out there who need that but aren't getting it. And so I'm trying to bring them in one by one and educate. And if I can find those few, if I can find those few students who will come in, I know I can teach them to go back out and give back. And so because they came from there, the people there will listen.
Exactly. Would you have, tell us about the next book you're publishing, the next play or movie or TV series.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually working on a book now. Me and my co-author, his name is Alan DeRosso, we're working on a book now called Somebody's Daughter. And it's going to be a collaborative work, a bunch of letters, a bunch of tips, advice, points on relationships for young African-American women. From people who've lived it, from guys who've done women wrong, from guys who've done them right, from mothers, from sisters, daughters. But that's going to be called Somebody's Daughter. That's the book. We're putting that out in November. I have a film we're shooting called Bonsoir. We're shooting that on September 20th, me and Raisa Aaron and Anthony Anderson out of D.C. And those are the most recent projects, and like I said, I'm on a theater festival for the winter here in New York. So right now I'm trying to solicit theaters and playwrights and everybody, whoever wants to be involved, we definitely need the help. So those are the priorities at the moment.
You know, I ask a lot of my guests on my show this question because most of the guests I interview, they always got about 30 different things they're doing at one time. So I always ask them this one question. What is a normal day for you?
Oh, normal. A normal day, God. Right. A normal day, I'll have about four meetings to begin the day, because I'm actually, like I said, I do everything. So I'm actually a life consultant and relationship counselor as well. So I just
You only got 24 hours of the day, man.
Yeah, man. This is what my degree is in. So so that's what I do. And so I have like three or four meetings in the morning to the mid-afternoon. Then I'll like clear my mind from that. I'll hit Central Park, and I'll rollerblade around the park about three times, and then everything else starts. All the typing of the letters. Like right now, I got to type up about 10 product placement letters for the film we're shooting on the 12th. I have a meeting with my PR, Kathy. Got to do that, and after that, I got three scripts that I'm working on. Hopefully I can get to the middle of one. I'm usually asleep by like 5 a.m., 5 or 6 a.m., and up by 11, and back at it. So it's definitely a day.
Out of all the things that you do on a daily, what drives and keeps you going every day to be able to stay focused? Because I think I want you to touch on that. So what keeps you focused? What keeps you going every day when adversity hits and when a challenge hits you? So I want the listeners to know, how do you get through those moments where, you know, you could go to sleep at midnight versus going to sleep at 5. You could push it off to another day when you're doing it right now. So how do you get through those moments?
Man, I have... like, I'm big on quotes. I got quotes, like, all around the house. One of my favorite is, to gain that which is worth having, it may be necessary to lose everything else, by Bernadette Devlin. And so I got to keep reading these, like, keep going. And one day I'm trying to, you know, call my mom one day at work and tell her, you know, go ahead and quit your job. Don't worry about it. I got you. Don't worry about it. Just, today's the last day. That's it, you know. And so knowing I can one day soon do that, I mean, that's what, that keeps me saying, okay, more hours, that's not too bad. And then on top of all that, like, I hate sleep anyway, so it's not that bad. Like, I always feel like there's something I could be doing. And
if you don't rest, that body will shut down.
Yeah, it does. Like, like once a month, I'll sleep for about 15 hours and just be out. and then wake up like, okay, here we go again. Let's get back on. So,
you know, I was very interested in this interview once I started reading up on you and noticing all the things that you have done and what you accomplished and everything that you actually do. But you don't hear about in the mainstream media people like yourself, because this is what we need to hear. Like, I turned on the TV the other day, and all it was one murder after another, you know, in the black community.
Right.
You don't hear the positive stuff that's way out there. You know what I mean? To balance that out.
Yeah, man.
It's just like, you know, and so it's good to always hear somebody like yourself who is striving to push something in our community, because when I walk outside every day, you know, it is.
Definitely.
We're
not off there. Yeah, man. I was actually having a conversation yesterday, because I was in Hollywood a few months ago, and I can't work in Hollywood. You can't think in Hollywood. You can't really have a message, and you can't want to educate anyone and work in Hollywood. And I was out there, and I was like, you know, it's like what they're doing. They're paying people to say, listen, I'm gonna give you $1 million, but you can't think. People are saying, okay, that's fine, I'll take that. That, no problem. And it's a lot of, like me, I know I can't do that. And if that means I'll never be known, you know, worldwide, that's fine. But I know that I'll be able to tell somebody, I'll be able to reach somebody, and they'll be able to reach somebody. And that's fine with me.
Now, give out the people. I'm not sure if you're on Facebook or Twitter. If you are, go ahead and your Facebook and Twitter page.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm on Facebook. Look for me, Darnell Lamont Walker. I'm not sure if I got a link for Facebook, but I am on. You can catch me at darnellwalker.com, darnellwalker.com. And I'm on Twitter, Skinny Genius, JEANIUS, Skinny Genius. And, I mean, I'm tweeting all day, too, so keep up with my life. It's pretty cool. I'm a clown outside of all that. You can catch me in New York. I'm always down for a drink or just to kick it. And I just started a Monday Night Dinner Club for whoever's in New York and wants to come out on Monday night at 7:30 to eat different places in the city. Definitely go to the site, and we can go to that, darnellwalker.com.
DarnellWalker.com. Catch him on Facebook and on Twitter. Man, I've actually enjoyed this, man. You know.
Yeah,
man,
definitely. Like,
yeah, definitely, man. You know, actually, I'm coming out to New York in the next couple of months. So I
okay.
got to stop by and see a few people. So I'll definitely, give you a ring when I get out
there. Oh, yeah, definitely do that.
Keep up. You know, anytime you have an event, that's at a play. No, catch
okay.
Up. Give me up. Come on back to the show and let's talk. And then, let's let everybody know how it went. What up about the cast, the actors? We can. I will do that. I do those particular type of shows for other guests as well. So I will add you to that so we can get the message out there. I'm going to help.
Right. Much appreciation. I really enjoyed being on the show, and I'll be listening for it. You said Wednesday, right?
Wednesday the 1. I have actually more information. I'll go to www.topicsize.com. Also, email out for the newsletter that's coming out. And for the people who have put the email address out there and haven't gotten it yet, my apologies, you can get that ASAP. So, topicsize.com. Keep up with everything I'm doing, my random thoughts blog, my Facebook and Twitter links on there, pictures, events, everything. So, topicsize.com. And Wednesdays at 1 on the Topicsize Show.
Much appreciation. Much success to you.
You too, brother. Thank you. Get some sleep, man.
I might do that tonight. So stay tuned. But I appreciate it.
I want to thank everybody. Most of you across the side show. Right now on Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live in Annapolis, Indiana. Log on to www.topicsize.com for more information. And you can visit Darnell Walker at www.darnellwalker.com. All right? I want to thank everybody once again. Like I always tell everybody, love one another. Take care of one another. Good day. God bless.
Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard.
It's Blog Talk Radio
with Tom.
Talk with Todd,
the voice of the Midwest.
Every day, that's my word.